Welcome to the Wild West of Wearables for Decipher Your Health, written by Karen Melander, read by Marijke Vroman-Durning, January 25th, 2023. You may have heard about the Apple Watch debacle on the ski slopes this winter that was written about in the New York Times. If not, here's what happened. The new Fall Assist software update on the Apple Watch and the Apple iPhone 14 has been falsely triggering when skiers or snowboarders come to a sudden stop or if they errantly set off the watch under umpteen layers of winter wear. Due to the chaotic atmosphere of some ski resorts, oftentimes the wearers are unaware that they triggered the emergency services. After the alert goes out, though, 911 operators struggle to reach the person, calling them back and, in some cases, sending police or fire services to the individual's last known location. Our overstrapped healthcare system, already reeling from the pandemic, staff shortages, and medication shortages, has yet another obstacle to overcome. Reading the comments section following the article was truly enlightening. They seem to be divided between those finding fault with the user and those with at Tim Cook and company. But it can happen to the best of us. Now to admit my own experience. While laying safely in my bed, enjoying some much-needed respite from the rat race last month, I unknowingly set off the Apple Watch medical alert while safely in REM sleep or deep sleep. I have yet to be able to consult my auto sleep app as my watch is still not functioning. I do know that I turned off the alarm, and when that appeared not to work, I turned off my watch. I figured the Apple Watch update that I had installed the night before had a few bugs, so I would investigate further when I got home from my vacation. The next day was filled with a quick checkout and a rush to the airport. Mid-flight, I began receiving frequent notices that alerts were going to be sent to my family on my iPhone. Text messaging was unavailable on the flight. Dagnabbit! At this point, the watch is dead and my phone is not sending messages. When I was able to fully charge my watch, it would then again immediately start alerting, so I would have to turn it off. After a bit of sleuthing on the internet, I was able to figure out how to turn off the alert. However, figuring it out required an internet connection and time. When I purchased my Apple Watch, I don't remember receiving instructions on how to turn off Fall Assist or how to cancel a 911 call if it's already gone out. That, I feel, is an egregious error on Apple's part. I am not a digital native, but nor am I a Luddite. I would like to think I am fairly well educated, having an advanced degree from an institution of higher learning. Go Cardinal! But no luck. Alas, despite repeatedly recharging my Apple Watch and a few chats with Apple support and even a trip to the, quote, genius bar, unquote, their term, my quotes, I was offered to send it in for a possible $349 repair or, for a mere additional $50, I could buy a new watch. Gulp. No trade-ins, no recycling. Mother Earth weeps. So, now I've gone a week without a wearable and I'm starting to feel the curious wonder to know, am I getting enough deep or REM sleep? Am I hitting my target rate while exercising? Is it time for Fitbit, Garmin, or back to Apple Watch? Alas, we shall see. This era of technology appears similar to 100 years ago, as snake oil sellers would move from town to town hawking their patented cure-alls. The Food and Drug Administration's origin in 1906 led to closer regulation of our food, pharmaceutical, and medical device industries. Per the FDA.gov website, their goal is to maintain the safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinary drugs, biological products, and medical devices, and by ensuring the safety of our nation's food supply, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation. Well, FDA, get back to it. For the sake of our healthcare system and the safety of our nation, you have work to do. And now our disclaimer. The information in this blog is provided as an information and educational resource only. It is not to be used and relied upon for diagnostic or treatment purposes. This blog does not represent or guarantee that its information is applicable to a specific patient's care or treatment. The educational content in this blog is not to be interpreted as medical advice from any of the authors or contributors. It is not to be used as a substitute for treatment or advice from a practicing physician or other healthcare professional.